Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
That song's a song. Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name's Jimmy. His name's Jake. And in the corner, we have BBD pregame showing on a Wednesday. Zach bailed? Busy? Working on stuff? Oh, yeah. We had to film something and edit something early. Punk. Booty. On the pregame show, we're going to go over the lineup, give our thoughts. After that, we will give our what to watch for. After that, we will give our pitching path to victory. After that, we will choose two people to homer in the homer draft. And after that, we will do the over or the under. And after that, we will give our premonitions, and then we will stand up. Jake, I haven't taken in the lineup. I've seen it. I haven't read it. I haven't taken it in.
I haven't seen the lineup yet. The one thing I do know is it's Sevy Day. So I'm excited for that.
Sevy Day, Hicks, leadoff. Left field. I think we can all agree right now, yes, Hicks should be batting leadoff.
He's been playing
well. He's found it. He's been playing well.
Like to reward players for playing well.
Judge in center field, a big center field in Detroit.
Big center field, yeah.
Batting second. Rizzo at first base. Stanton in right field.
Yeah.
DJ LeMahieu at third base. Donaldson DHing. Torres playing second. Kiner at short, Higgy catching, Severino on the bump. So the bench is Gallo, Marwin, and Trevino.
I haven't seen Marwin.
And LoCastro.
Tilo. Tilo's on the squad. Yeah.
Interesting. Now, when Hicks played left field and Judge played center field at the stadium, we were like, well, they think left field is harder at Yankee Stadium than center field. I don't know the dimensions in Detroit, really. I know it's a big outfield, yeah. But is that the same? Is left field bigger than? Why is Hicks in left field?
I think left field is a little bigger than right field at Comerica. It's a massive outfield. Jim, you're right. This seems like they're stating that they believe, to me, with Stanton and Wright, that Judge is the rangier outfielder than Hicks. Could be overreading, could be guessing. The left field is a little bigger than right field at Comerica, but if you Google Comerica dimensions, know how the Google questions come up. One of the questions is the first question is, why is Comerica Park so big?
Dude, do we have this screen up? Center field is pretty big.
It's a big one.
Think America, look at that.
And 420 on 420, nonetheless.
That's something to note.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting last time, but there was a caveat. That's a big center field, and you're putting Judge there over Hicks.
Judge has never played left field.
And they don't want Stanton in left.
It's a bigger left field, it seems.
They're not going to play Judge in left field.
Pretty ridiculous, right?
A little bit. I mean, part of me respects it.
Like if they think Judge can't play left field, but he can play center field.
You wonder
like
if
America?
It's a Judge thing or something.
Truer reads in center field.
You know, if Judge was playing left field, we'd be interested. But
I think Hicks doesn't have an arm anymore.
You know, he unleashed one throw early in the season, and it wasn't good. It wasn't bad. We still need the true test, but we'll see.
Anything else on the lineup? I mean, they give Gallo a day. I think that's much needed. He looked like a little bit of hide the knives watch.
Gallo and Glaber. I mean, the two slumpers. Ben, who's slumping?
This is a slumper.
And it is a lefty starting pitcher. It's E-Rod.
This is a slumper.
So.
Gleyber absolutely crushes E-Rod.
And we like that. So. This is a slumper.
Wait,
what am
you,
I watching
did
for?
You didn't say, what did you say about Gleyber's playing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gallo is slumping. Him, Gleyber didn't play last night. He's also slumping.
I get you.
They're the slumpus.
Yeah. This is a slumper.
Gallo also good numbers against E-Rod. Smaller sample. I don't know.
I guess the my what to watch for tonight, Jim, is going to be our guy IKF.
Yeah, well, they are.
The routine stuff has felt fine lately defensively. And I think in his last 14 at-bats, he's 7 for 14. So, hey, you know, we're still learning who he is as a ball player. We heard from Inside Baseball that he's kind of a streaky guy, which we weren't excited for. We were like, if IKF does work, we want him to be
consistent.
280 IKF every series he goes 4 for 13 or whatever the numbers come out to. And maybe he's a streaky guy. Right now, he's been the last three games. Him and Hicks are the guys, like, hitting.
So you're watching out for Isaiah Kiner.
We'll see if he's hot. We'll see if it starts feeling better and better. Maybe he's just getting comfy. We'll see. Like,
I'm hot. You're not.
You, the Talking Yanks faithful know I believe in the young bloods at some point this year, but I do think IKF can be an important part of this team. So,
3 hits, 0 hits, 2 hits, 0 hits, 2 hits. In his last 14 at-bats, he has 7 hits, 500.
Pretty That's pretty good.
But if I'm reading it right, it goes multiple hit game, no hit game. Multiple hit game, no hit game. Last night, multiple hit game. So tonight, just on the patterns.
Patterns.
Just on the patterns. If you're into patterns.
Right.
That's the pattern. Good what to watch for.
Thank you.
Good what to watch for. Now, we kind of have a gentleman's truce, unless it's a big story that the pitching stays out of the what to watch for, because that's in there. What's the elements in Detroit?
You looking for Detroit weather right now?
Yeah. I'll go to my favorite website. The top five favorite website, weather.com.
Top five website name.
Name. The website itself is pretty functional.
Not bad.
It's not bad. It's a lot going on. They try to make it like bloggy with articles, and it's like, hey guys, I'm not gonna go to
just weather please.
Not gonna go to the weather.com for the articles.
Sevy, just an FYI, pitch count, he was 65, then 83. So
I have Sevy thoughts, but I'm just it's gentleman's rule to not make it your what to watch for.
Sure.
It is partly cloudy and 50 degrees in Detroit, Michigan. Okay.
Good.
Is there any wind? 10 mph winds. All right, all right, all right, all right.
Hey, all right.
Blowing. Wow. North?
Really?
Blowing north.
Whoa.
Which way do you think that is?
North?
You would think that means that north is...
Well, don't all fields face the same way?
They all face, like, if when you're hitting at home, you're facing... like the southeast, so the sun doesn't set in the batter's eyes.
It's desirable that would mean the home base. I mean, the wind's blowing in to second base. I'll run east to northeast.
Yeah, usually facing east, so the sun doesn't set in the batter's eyes. It looks like at Comerica.
So north would be towards left field.
Yeah, at Comerica, the batter is hitting towards like Miami.
Oh, wow.
Or even Puerto Rico. Like, if they hit it far enough, it'd be... You see what I'm seeing here?
Yeah.
So, it's this way. It's like, to Puerto
Rico.
It's
facing that way?
Yeah.
You zoom in on it? Man, I love looking at maps.
So, you're facing this way.
South. So, north would be wind blowing in.
So, the wind's blowing in.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Gonna make some bets on that. No
so now that I know the elements, I am looking out for them.
Okay.
I'm looking for balls on the ground. Let's not toss them into the wind. Play a little paper toss, have it blow right back into
line
a glove.
Drives.
Let's go line drive. Let's go hard hit balls, which makes me like some guys over some guys. I'll get to that later. So I'm looking for balls not in the air. I think they're going to go to die. Cold weather, wind blowing in.
Okay. I love it, dude.
Put me on the fucking sidelines, dude.
I'm going to put you on
the sidelines.
Let's go down
to Jimmy with the sideline report. Wind's blowing in.
That's good.
Back to you guys.
Back to you in the booth. Sampson.
Probably lick my finger, stick it in the air.
What do you think the pitching path to victory would be today?
Well, the pitching path to victory today is interesting because they had to unload the pen tomorrow. And I love Severino tonight.
Oh, okay.
For all the reasons I was worried about Cole.
Right.
I think Cole's start yesterday, it's like Sevy sees it as an open door.
To reclaim his crown.
Yes. And I think last start, he struck out Vladdy three times.
Yeah.
I think Sevy wants to mow everyone down as fast as possible so he can mow down Miggy Cabs and not give up a celebratory hit to him. I think he's thriving on that.
Okay.
His new changeup is Pedro-like. It's got so much run. It was crazy last game. I love Sevy tonight. I really do. I think he goes six innings.
Okay.
Is that 85 last time?
Well, I mean, I've got good news for you. If that's the case, I mean, Chad and Johnny did not pitch yesterday. Chapman only threw 9 bullets, so.
Pretty easy path then.
Yeah.
Now, if Sevy does falter, you know, has a tough inning because of all that wind.
Yeah. We are in Mike King territory. He hasn't pitched since Saturday. It's Wednesday. He threw 42 pitches. Litke is lined up. And I guess the other thing to watch out for is Marinaccio hasn't pitched in a while. And, you know, at some point when rosters get reduced, he's going to be the guy out. One of the guys out. So, yeah, he, I don't know. They're going to want to use his bullets at some point. You know, well, the Yankees would love to.
I would say,
but it's going to
I
be
would
a close
say,
game.
Hopefully it's Laffer and they can do that,
right.
But they can't because the Yankees don't hit Erod. Yeah. So the pitching path to victory, I do think that if it's a Sevy only goes 4 or 5, Litke is in then to the big guns if they do have a little bit of a lead. If it's a tie game, if it's anything that looks like it might go, they might be down a run. King might be in for like another 40 pitches just to keep him on that routine.
Yeah, and that way you could, you can save some guys from doubling up. And
we have a whole episode on the Yes app.
Yeah.
All about Mike King. Did we send that to them?
I think I,
it'll
you have
up.
A link to give them.
Oh, the nice. Link. Awesome. As and just how vital he is. So
Vital.
Download the Yes app.
Vital Nuno. 1, 2, 3, 4. Homer
draft.
It's the Homer draft.
No one homered yesterday.
What? No.
No one will homer today.
No.
But we will make choices.
We'll make picks on it.
Yeah.
I believe you have the honors.
Because the weather, like, don't hit it in the air.
Right.
I have the honors, and I can, like, throw this up here, BBD. Sometimes Zachariah Ding Dong will, like, crop out.
Zachariah was a bullfrog.
The area we're on or whatever. I'm trying to help out.
Was a good.
There we go. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Now, I took Rizzo and Judge yesterday. You took Stanton and Donaldson. Who's pitching?
Okay. You're looking up who's pitching tomorrow for the Detroit Tigers?
How'd you know?
Tomorrow for them is Big Michael Pineda. That'll get you excited, huh?
Ooh. All right. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo. Mm. Yo. I'm going to take Hicks.
To the what? Ooh, Hicks to the sticks.
Yeah, I am going to take Hicks with my first pick.
Mm. Okay. I am going to take Big Aaron Judge. If there's someone who can hit it out tonight, he's the guy. I took Stanton and Donaldson yesterday. I think I will save Rizzo.
So I gotta put. Was I supposed to go first, or did you get me?
So
you want me to change it officially?
The schedule got messed up because we missed the Friday,
and we. So you want me to change it officially?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, this feels almost like a punty pick, which is funny to say. Actually, no. I think there's one other guy that could hit it out. Kyle Higashioka.
I like that.
Fastball?
Why not?
103 off the bat?
Why not? 103?
And you know why?
Why?
Because I sent him a DM today.
What you say? And this DM is brought to you by SeatGeek. They're also the main sponsor of the pregame show. And you got to use code pregame to get to a game and check them out in our honor. Pregame show, like I've said before, would not exist if they didn't come in and sponsor it.
Right.
So thanks to SeatGeek for doing that, because I have enjoyed doing the pregame show again. It's a very, for as much as it sucks because the Yankees are a little frustrating right now, it gets me in their brain so well. It's like a good exercise for knowing what this team does.
Get in tune. It's good prep.
So use code pregame show. What did you text?
I said, hey, Higgy, happy birthday, big dog.
Did he say anything back?
I texted it like an hour ago, and he's probably like getting ready to play baseball.
So. You texting him or DMing him?
DMing.
Oh, okay. I was like, you have his number?
No. I don't cross that boundary.
Okay, so you have, I have Hicks, and you have Judge and Higgy.
Yeah.
I got Hicks, and you got the Sluggers. I am, like, it is tough because the rest of the lineup, like, I cannot take Rizzo. I took Hicks. I can't take Judge. You took him. I can't take Rizzo. I can't take Stan. I have DJ, who I think is going to have a great game because he's going to hit line drives.
In, yeah. I mean, Donaldson's probably your play.
No.
Okay.
I am taking Gleyber.
Oh, okay. I like it.
I think a little piss and vinegar in the first inning.
A little P and V.
They tell him to hit it on the ground. He says, fuck that.
Fuck that.
I want to play, yo.
Got no games.
So, I like where that leaves me for game three as well.
That's huge, dude.
Because now I have Stanton and Donaldson available for me tomorrow against Big Mike.
Love it.
Or depending on who you choose, I could pivot to some of the other guys.
Or this. Try to get the jaw crack.
It's locked up on me.
Locked up.
A lot of talking.
Sorry, people.
You know Jolly Olive, the Shea Station?
Yeah.
He did two shows in one day the other day and told us he was like so tired of talking. Yep. I remember that feeling.
Throat hurts a lot.
We do. How many hours of talking do you think we do a day?
A lot.
It's crazy.
It's a lot.
And it's on mic, so I'm talking like this.
Right.
Whereas if we're just like hanging out,
hey,
this
how
is
you doing?
How I'd talk. Okay,
oh, how going? Is everything? Oh, that's good.
You want to see what I got over here?
It's a little muffled by your hand.
It's my sock.
You don't.
I'm a mumbler. Katie gets very mad at me.
You don't normally have your hand in your mouth.
But I'm chilling.
Chilling. So that's the Homer draft, right?
That is the Homer draft. Now, I was a fool yesterday. I didn't think either starting pitcher was going to be good at all. I was right, but I didn't know the bullpens were just going to be shut down.
Lights out.
So I took the over. It landed at 6, and it was 7.5. I mean, should have been the over.
Fortitude.
Yeah. It's 7.5 again, I believe.
Is it?
It's in there.
Ah.
BBD, sometimes or most times, we like to try and surprise guess what ourselves. It is.
Yeah, I didn't know what the sequence has been with that this year, since it's no longer its own graphic that I prepare ahead of time and then reveal to you.
We still do the reveal, kind
still
of.
Still be sneaky.
Yeah, because I like guessing.
Jimmy likes to guess.
I like guess what Vegas
I like
does.
What I Jimmy like that activity as well.
Yeah,
I would have guessed 7.5.
Okay.
Because they did it yesterday and those pitching was supposed to be better.
You get a point.
Under, dude.
It's under until it's not.
They don't hit E-Rod. Sevy's going CGSO on their Bs.
I do genuinely think it's going to go over, but it's under till it's not.
Why do you think that? Genuinely.
It's got to happen. You need a couple bloops and a blister at some point.
What's E-Rod's last starts against the Yankees?
E-Rod, E-Rod.
5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. 1 inning pitch, 1 earned runs. I believe he got hurt in that game and came out. 5.2 innings pitch, 0 earned runs. 6 innings pitch, 2 earned runs. 5.2, 3 earned runs.
So we'll get 2 on the Judge homer. Third inning. Guess there's my primo.
Baez 7 is asking about the wind. It says, isn't a north wind coming out of the north? They didn't say north wind. They just had an arrow pointing up.
Arrow pointing.
And I'm guessing that means that's the direction the wind is blowing. If that's not what that means, then I have a problem with weather.com. It drops out of my favorite sites.
Yeah, I was.
Imagine if they're like, the wind's for sure coming from that way. And pointed that direction instead of pointing the way the wind is going, that would be mighty confusing.
Very deceptive.
I would assume the arrow pointing has to be the direction it's going.
The wind is going, yeah. Because if you were like, there's traffic going that way and pointed at where the cars are and not where they're going, that would be bizarre.
Be mean almost.
Yeah, so I'm guessing we're correct on the wind, although you do have me doubting myself now.
Because what and like the hour thing, there was like a southeast or whatever, but that might be. I think that is it's coming from the southeast. Mm. The arrow has to be pointing the direction.
Has to.
Yes.
That has to be what that means.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Else, I don't want to be around anymore.
Do you have a premonition for tonight, James?
Inside the park, Homer.
Oh, I love it. IKF, what a stud.
Yeah. Or IKF, it's a triple. Or an inside the park homer.
How about this?
He might not get it, but he might attempt it.
Could I frame it for you?
He may even have to round second and like pull up like crazy halfway through and then dive back. But there's a moment where he hits one down the line and he's going for 3.
Yeah.
He might get it, he might not. I don't know. I just see him rounding second with gusto.
Yeah, I guess the other, if I had to add or help with that, I think it would be 3 plus bases on one play. On one play. So I don't know if, you know, it's a double and they throw home and he goes to third and we might get a bag slap. Kind of treated the desk like a booty there. That's a good premo, dude. Score from first situation. That's good.
Thanks, dog.
Ooh, baby, I like your dog. So I mentioned I think Judge Homer's in the third inning, so that's kind of premonition-y, but we do the Homer draft is its own premonition and hopes of sorts. A good diving catch. A good diving catch.
By who?
An outfielder. And we have a conversation about, it's like, oh, the outfielder, wow.
Yankees outfielder?
Yankees outfield has a good diving catch tonight.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
That scares me.
I know it does, and that's okay.
Judge or Stanton, they're diving in the cold weather in Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, a dive is a slide, too. It could be a slide.
Could be a slide?
So, yeah. Okay. Don't be worried about it. It's fine.
They're just not on their feet when they catch the ball.
Yes.
A lot of people, if you're not on your feet, when you catch the ball, they just say it was a diving catch now, which I have like kind of problems with.
Okay.
A lot of times there's a sliding catch, and that's not a dive. Like Tilo's catch, diving catch.
Right. Do you count a pencil dive as a dive?
No, it's kind of like a cheesecake situation for me. Like, no.
No, so it just gets into a weird area.
Because I think if you do that at a diving contest, the judges would just be like, not a dive.
I mean, if you land feet first, I think diving, they try to dive feet first, actually. Well, they mix it up.
They don't land feet first in dives.
Sometimes they do the handbrake. I think sometimes they go in
after the flip or something.
I can't picture. Maybe. I can't picture it. I was watching a lot of NCAA diving.
It's a controversial topic.
If I watched a video and saw it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that happens all the time. And then if I watched a video and didn't see it, I'd be like, well, yeah, because that's not what they tried to do.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.